Of the many questions about Omicron, the overriding one is whether it's as bad as it looks at first glance. Joel Achenbach, science writer at the Washington Post, says unfortunately, mutations don't come with handy explanatory labels when they appear in a genomic sequence, and no one can tell how multiple mutations would work as a team. Joel, what about Omicron?
Well, we know it has a lot of mutations. Many of those mutations have been seen before, sort of in isolation in other variants, in the beta or the delta or the gamma or lambda. But no one has ever seen anything like this where all these mutations are clustered together. They're on multiple parts of the spike protein of the virus, which is the part of the virus that the vaccines target, you know, the antibodies target. And so the concern is that it looks like it might have the ability to evade immunity pretty darn well, and that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Or it could wind up just being a dud like some of the other ones, right? That's the frustrating part. We just don't know.
We don't know. And so when you look at the genome of a virus or anything, you can't tell how it will actually behave in the real world. You can surmise, well, this thing may be evasive, really slippery, because it has changed its shape and in its chemistry on the surface of the spike protein. So that it's a reasonable assumption that this thing is going to be more evasive. But there's a lot of qualifiers here. Number one, we just haven't studied it in the lab. Two, there's not very many real cases in the real world that we've been able to look at. We don't know if it makes you sicker. We don't even know if it's more transmissible or as transmissible as the Delta. If it can't compete with Delta on transmissibility, then it likely is not going to be as big a problem.
To use, I guess, some business terminology, is it possible Delta could merge and or acquire Omicron in some way and become more powerful? Do things work that way?
I do not think they work that way. The strange thing about this strain is that it's not closely related to Delta at all on the sort of, you know, family tree of SARS-CoV-2. It came out of the blue. It seems that it came out of a lineage of the virus many, many months ago, maybe. It could have been a long time ago, and we don't really know the origin. Did it come just from a low surveillance population in Africa where we just weren't testing and doing genomic surveillance? Did it come from a single patient who was under long-term care and the virus just kept mutating within that patient? And there's even a theory that it might have been circulating in animals, that the virus came from humans into animals, circulated then back into humans. That's another possibility.
Jeez. We're speaking with Joel Achenbach, science writer at the Washington Post. His piece is called Omicron Mutations Alarm Scientists, but New Variant Must First Prove It Can Outcompete Delta. How about what's next for vaccine makers, Joel?
Well, they need to be prepared for an Omicron-specific vaccine. The, you know, retooling a vaccine is not a minor deal. That's why those of us who are getting our vaccines and getting our booster shots, all those vaccines are based on the original strain of the virus that appeared in late 2019 in Wuhan, China. These vaccines that we're getting right now, they're not tailored for any of the variants. There was some talk of, well, should we have a vaccine that's Delta specific. Well, if Omicron turns out to be more transmissible than Delta, and that is a possibility, then it's a good thing that we didn't retool for Delta, because we need to be retooled for Omicron. I don't think you can throw a switch and just suddenly change a billion doses of vaccine that quickly. So, but they need to be prepared for a rapid response to a much more evasive and highly transmissible, potentially, variant.
Thanks, Joel. Joel Achenbach, science writer at the Washington Post.